This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting a dramatic new account of a gunman's attack on a school in Uvalde, Texas, yesterday that killed 19 children and two teachers. Lieutenant Christopher Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers got word that a vehicle had crashed into the school and an armed person was on his way into the building.
They began breaking windows around the school, trying to evacuate children, teachers, anybody they could, trying to get them out of that building, out of that school. What we do know at that point, the shooter was able to make entry into a classroom, barricaded himself inside that classroom, and again, just began shooting numerous children and teachers that were in that classroom.
He says all the victims were in the same fourth grade classroom. He was on NBC's Today Show. The AP's Mike Gracia.
In Uvalde, Texas, a town of about 16,000, about 75 miles from the border with Mexico, a gunman attacked an elementary school Tuesday.
I keep asking questions of what's going on and nobody's telling me anything.
Ryan Ramirez was one of the dozens of worried parents. By night's end, authorities said at least 19 children had been killed by an 18-year-old gunman. Two adults also lost their lives, as did the gunman, who was wearing body armor.
Last night, President Biden said it's time to stand up to the gun lobby.
It's time to turn this pain into action for every parent, for every citizen in this country. We have to make it clear to every elected official in this country, it's time to act. It's time for those who obstruct or delay or block the common sense gun laws. We need to let you know that we will not forget.
In other news, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican football legend Herschel Walker will face off in a Georgia U.S. Senate race after both won their primaries yesterday. This is AP News. As the war in Ukraine drags on, Russia's neighbor Finland and Sweden are eyeing NATO. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Delegations from Sweden and Finland are scheduled to hold talks with senior Turkish officials in an effort to overcome Ankara's objections to their historic bids to join the NATO alliance. Turkey says it opposes the two Nordic countries' membership in the military alliance, citing grievances with Sweden's and, to a lesser extent, Finland's perceived support to groups it views as terrorists. It also accuses the two of imposing arms exports restrictions on Turkey. Turkey's objections have dampened Stockholm's and Helsinki's hopes for a quick membership in NATO amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine and puts NATO's credibility at stake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.